During Canada Day week, Nipissing West OPP will be conducting a traffic safety campaign aimed at ensuring people using roads, waterways and trails are making full use of life-saving equipment such as seat belts, personal flotation devices, and helmets. Throughout the campaign, officers will be focusing on aggressive driving along with other Big Four offenses, which include alcohol, drug-impaired driving, speeding, distracted driving, and lack of seat belts. A seatbelt holds you in the position where you receive the greatest benefit from your airbag, says Constable Rob Lewis. Wearing a seatbelt also reduces the risk that you'll be thrown around in the vehicle and injure yourself by colliding with hard objects. You also risk colliding with other occupants and endangering their lives, even those who did do the right thing by buckling up. A personal flotation device, PFD, is the most underutilized piece of safety equipment in seasonal outdoor recreation. With falling overboard and capsized vessels leading causes of boating deaths, the only safe PFD is the one you are wearing. Officers will also be looking for impaired boaters. Keep the alcohol and cannabis out of your vessel and operate sober. Impaired operation on the water carries the same fines and penalties as on the highway. With losing control being the top contributing factor in off-road vehicle fatalities, wearing a helmet can provide crucial protection if you crash, tip over, or fall. A helmet is equally important for cyclists. Every cyclist under the age of 18 must wear an approved helmet. For youths and children under 16 years of age, a parent or guardian must ensure their child wears a helmet every time they ride their bicycle. The OPP would like to remind the public that if you see a possible impaired driver on our roadways, waterways, or trails, please make the call and dial 911.